Drought hits Africa's Horn, but how hard? A team from the U.S. helps Zambia rebuild, and voice partners are helping abused kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry. We're a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's being called the worst drought in 60 years. The Horn of East Africa has faced two consecutively poor rainy seasons, resulting in the driest conditions since 1950-51. 10 million are believed affected in Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and Uganda. Food for the Hungry Shep Owen says their link to the national church is vital to their work.
The church definitely understands the local needs much better than even FH. And so what we try to do is to build the capacity of our church partners and other community members to reach out to the most needy in the community.
Child malnutrition rates are skyrocketing. Is FH prepared? Owen says,
we're as prepared as other organizations and governments, but I think that this type of event is cataclysmic and its impacts sometimes can exceed even the best preparations.
Owen believes God uses events like these to accomplish his sovereignty, and many come to Christ. Funding is needed to meet these growing needs. Next, secrecy, spies, and suspicion. They're all elements found in a novel or movie of intrigue. You'd expect to see such a storyline unfolding in connection with a mystery, but not the church. However, Asian Access's Joe Handley says that's exactly what's happening with believers throughout Asia.
It got to the point where they just didn't know if they could trust one another. I mean, they were having family members turn family members in, and pastors they thought were pastors were spies turning people in. So that culture of mistrust was just heavy.
Especially with pastors. But Handley says today, urban pastors are investing in the lives of rural pastors, and they're taking the gospel everywhere they go.
They have a vision to not only plant churches in their own country, but across Asia, stretching from their country and moving all across the 1040 window.
Their country director is all about getting people trained as gospel workers. You can pray.
The tide is moving towards more openness, and it's just a matter of time.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A rural community in Zambia is inches away from seeing a dream realized. A team of six adults and three students from Dowagiac, Michigan, joined with Worldwide Christian Schools and their partner to do what no one else would. They're building a school. Worldwide Steve Goering says Team Zambia was committed to building a three-classroom school over the next few weeks. Then,
this team decided to drill a well for the school. So not only does the school, are they going to have a new three-classroom structure? They're going to have a well which services the school and the community, too.
Community sweat equity, homemade bricks, and a whole lot of prayerful enthusiasm is carrying the project to completion.
People are drawn to schools and opportunities like this when there's an opportunity for their children to have education. And when we put in a school and work with our partners, this just allows the gospel to be taught to children, which then affects their families.
Elsewhere, in a community struggling with poverty and drugs, a new church plant is being celebrated. Grace Ministries International has had missionaries Dan and Mary Sue Reed down in southern Bolivia since 2006. After 5 years of ministering God's love to the community, they finally inaugurated the Abundant Life Church and its staff. Pray that the church would continue to grow as they preach God's word to the community. And abused, neglected kids and families are getting a voice. How? Well, Buckner International recently came out with their Voice Partner program. Buckner helps thousands of hurting kids and adults, from sexual abuse cases to those who are poor and uneducated. Voice Partners join them by prayer and financial support in their ministry. Partners will also get extra updates and know just how their monthly donations are helping the neglected for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link. Along with it, you'll also receive a DVD showing next generation church leaders in action. Get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.